He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday, March 24th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. As far as I know, we've got all of the technical problems worked out. I'm doing the show here as usual with the good headphones and the good ISDN line, and hopefully we're coming through loud and clear to wherever you may be listening. We're off to a good start, an okay start to the market so far. The Dow is up 10 points right now to 18,121 as we continue to hang out in a good neighborhood. That neighborhood is at or near new all-time highs, right? The S&P 500 is up about a point and a half. It was down in the red earlier, but now we have gone positive. We always like that. It makes for a happier day. The S&P is at 2,105, which I also believe is a lofty neighborhood of new highs. I know it is, in fact. The NASDAQ is up 11 today. Look at that. What woke the NASDAQ up all of a sudden? It was down just a bit ago. Now the NASDAQ's at 5,022. Crude oil is even catching a bid here this morning. Crude oil is back up to $47.76. Crude oil is up 0.6%. Gold is down a little bit. 1187 is where gold is hanging out. Not a good neighborhood. That's a neighborhood that's at or near five-year lows for the gold precious metal. The euro is at 1.09. We have seen a pretty good rally in the euro, but put it in perspective, it's come down from 1.42 to 1.09. That's quite a drop. 10-year yield is at 1.90, real low interest rates still. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I know the podcast hasn't been up the last 3 days. It's not my deal. I'm here every day doing my radio show, but there's been some sound issues on the other end. But those sound issues have now been solved, and I can't imagine any reason why the podcast won't be up and running. You can always listen to the show during the day live. Well, I don't think that's been working either, but it's all working now, okay? So I guess I've been talking to myself in my earphones here recently. But I think it's been going out to most of the markets that we are in. Anyways, what do we got going on here? We went through the big picture of the market yesterday. And that's a big deal, man. That's a real big deal to go through the big picture of the market. And, you know, I listen to a lot of financial talk throughout the day, whether it be on the radio or on TV, and I hear almost every opinion you can imagine. This market's in a bubble. This is the most expensive market of all time, I hear. Stay fully invested, I hear. Run like heck, I hear. Run for the exits because the dollar's getting ready to crash. Interest rates are getting ready to explode. Inflation's getting ready to explode, and the market's getting ready to tumble. You can hear almost any opinion that you want, and you can usually find somebody who agrees with your opinion, can't you? To back up your argument why you think this is a good market or a bad market or a so-so market. And usually you want to align with those who agree with you, right? Well, you know who's always right in this business? The market is always right in this business. And you can argue with the market all you want. Oh, I've seen people argue. I've seen people have arguments with the market every single day. And they go back and forth. And eventually the investor walks away. I'm right. The market's wrong. Well, I got news for you. The market's at 18,124. It was at 6,500 6 years ago. The S&P's at 2,100. It was at 660 6 years ago. The NASDAQ's over 5,000. It hasn't been there for 15 years. The market is correct. And if you've argued with the market over the last 6 years, you've been beaten down pretty badly. You say, well, I didn't lose any money. Yes, but the market has tripled during that period of time. That's opportunity cost, lost opportunity cost, if you sat on the sidelines or if you missed the market. Now, investing's all about going forward, however. Well, Bill, we're 6 months into this, 6 years into this thing. How much higher can it go? Well, you could have made that argument a year ago, right? Bill, we're 5 years into this bull market. The average business cycle over the long haul has been 5 years. From peak to peak, right? From trough to trough. Well, we're in the sixth year now. So you can't just take an average over the years and say the market's going to be down this year, because the average market cycle, average business cycle is 6 years. Every cycle's a little bit different. Every cycle's a little bit unique. Some cycles we have high interest rates. Some cycles we have low interest rates. Some cycles we have inflation. Some cycles we have no inflation. Some cycles we have tepid growth. Some cycles we have overheated growth. Some cycles we have Fed accommodation. Some cycles we have Fed in our face. Everyone is absolutely different. And you've had a couple of Fed chairmen here, Bernanke, and now in Ms. Yellen, who have been ultra accommodative to the market. And there's a lot of people that feel that, you know, eventually America's chickens will come home to roost because of the free money that's been handed out by the Fed and the big balance sheet that the Fed has. How are they going to unwind that balance sheet? And we can sit up and stay awake at night worrying about all of this, or we can just look and see what the market's telling us on a daily basis. And when we went through the big picture yesterday, once again, the market told us, let's see, 6 years and 3 weeks makes for 75 months, right? 75 months times four, about 300 newsletters in a row that I've sent out on the weekend, I've said the market is still telling us that the market is the best place to be. I had a discussion with somebody yesterday who has some money to invest, who has some time on his hands. I believe he was in his early 40s. And he has to look at the alternatives that he has for the money. And we talked about, well, you can buy a real income property and get a nice tenant in there, collect the rent every month to make your payment. Hopefully it's cash flow positive. And in the end, 10 years from now, hopefully you sell that property for a premium to what you paid for it. Okay, what will become of your money? What kind of growth can you expect over the years from doing that? And his immediate reply was, oh, we had a tenant. We did been there, done that. It wasn't a good experience. Other people have good experiences. I have a friend that makes, they've made a ton of money here in San Diego by owning rental properties, renting them out, refurbishing them, getting the income, selling them, upgrading them along the way until they have a lot of units. They've done very well. But other people aren't inclined to do that. Okay, then you look at the bond market. Boy, that was a scary chart that I showed in my newsletter over the weekend. The 260-year history of interest rates. They're off the chart right now. They've never been this low. Which means that somehow they're going to snap back towards the mean at some point in time. So I don't know that the bond market offers much capital appreciation over the years. You can buy gold and precious coins and things like this, precious or rare coins and whatnot. Well, you know, the long-term average of those has been about 3% a year. So having said all of that, really and truly, the stock market is the best place to be for capital appreciation over the long haul. But I also believe that it has to be tightly managed along the way, just as an apartment unit would have to be tightly managed along the way. Don't you have to paint the place once in a while? Don't you have to upkeep it on a weekly basis? The landscaping and the how nice it looks and the maintenance on it. You have to upkeep. You have to watch. You have to manage. You have to till your garden. And you have to do the same thing in the stock market. then you have to ask yourself, well, do I have the time to do it myself? Or should I hire a property manager to do it, a landscape company that comes in and mows the lawns so I don't have to do it, that handles the tenant phone calls so I don't have to do it? And in my business, it's looking at the charts every day, reading the reports, the earnings reports, updating the earnings forecast and that kind of thing. I guess I'm a property manager here. Well, I'm a stock market manager anyways. When we come back, we'll take a look at a couple of prime properties in the market right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market? And being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hey, I need a little help from my listeners in Atlanta. It looks like my wife and I will be going to Charleston, South Carolina several times during the year. My son-in-law just got accepted to medical school, dental school in Charleston, South Carolina. Now, I've never been to Charleston, South Carolina. My sister lives in Tampa, so I get back that way for, once in a while. And I look at Charleston, and it looks like it's not too far from Atlanta, about a four-hour drive or so. So it looks like from San Diego to fly to Atlanta to see the grandkids. See, my son-in-law and stepdaughter, they have one child and another one on the way. We were hoping they would get accepted to dental school in Mesa, Arizona, but that didn't happen. And Charleston actually looks like quite a swinging place. It's like there's some fishing there. Now, there's no fishing in Mesa, Arizona. Looks like there's some real good fishing in Charleston. Grandpa's getting a little bit excited here. So if you're one of my Atlanta listeners, you can send me an email, bill@pwstreet.com. When we get to Atlanta, should we fly over to Charleston? Is there good service there? It's like a one-hour flight. Or what's the drive like from Atlanta to Charleston, South Carolina? And it looks like there's a lot of good eating joints. Fish, crab, oysters, po' boys. Oh, boy. Grandpa's getting excited. So it looks like we'll be doing the show from Charleston, South Carolina a few times a year in the future. Maybe we'll even throw in a workshop down in Atlanta where we have a lot of good listeners in Atlanta. And I have a lot of clients down in that neck of the woods. Anyways, best stocks now. You know, there was a big move a while ago, and that move continues to put medical records, speaking of which, online. And if I have any say, when my son-in-law gets his dental practice, when he finally passes and is able to practice and gets his own little office, Grandpa's going to say the first thing you do is you put all your records online. You know, the old days you'd show up and there would be 500 manila folders, which, no, it's not a bad system. I had that same system here at Gunderson Capital Management. And about a year ago, I decided to put everything online. And now I never have to leave my desk. I could sit at my desk all day long and look at stock charts and not have to get up and look through the files or have my secretary bring me the files because they're all online. I love it. Well, in the medical industry, you have an added problem because of that of privacy, which we also have in this industry. And there's been a lot of companies that have been involved in helping medical practices put their records online. Cerner is one of those companies. And Cerner has been a very good stock over the years, headquartered in North Kansas City, Missouri. I saw the Kansas City Royals play last Friday. We were over at spring training in Arizona, and our Padres played the Royals, who were in the World Series last year. The Royals, I thought, looked pretty good again this year. The surprising part about the Royals for me was their bullpen. Man, one guy after another. How baseball has changed. It used to be, you know, the starter would go 7-8 innings, and then they'd bring in the closer. Now it's you get to the sixth, and here comes a guy that throws 112 miles an hour. Then you get to the seventh. Here comes a guy that throws 108 miles an hour with a nasty curveball. You have all these one-inning specialists. And it looked like Kansas City had plenty of them. Anyway, Cerner is a – the Padres also look very good, too, to me this year. Cerner is a $25 billion company. Man, I can remember talking about Cerner 15 years ago. And I'm sure it wasn't a $25 billion company back then. At the bottom of the bear market, Cerner got down to $7 per share. Cerner is now $74 per share. It's a 10-bagger since then. And I'd like to say that I've owned it all along the way, but I haven't. But I have owned it off and on, and I currently have the stock in my conservative growth accounts. Cerner develops medical record, clinical workflow, and financial management software applications for healthcare providers. So if you have a doctor's office, a dental office, a chiropractic office, Cerner offers you solutions. Just like in my business, Advent Software is one of the big ones in my business that offers all your billing and performance and all of this kind of thing to financial professionals. Cerner does this for medical professionals. And the stock has been a very good performer over the years. In fact, over the last 10 years, Cerner has delivered to investors 27.6% per year, while the market has delivered 6%. It's more than quadrupled the returns of the S&P 500 over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, Cerner has delivered 27% per year to investors. Hey, that's the same as their 10-year average. They're pretty consistent, aren't they? The market's delivered 12. It's more than doubled the returns of the market over the last 5 years. Now, this is the performance side of the equation. We'll eventually get to the value side of the equation. Over the last 3 years, Cerner's delivered 24.5% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's up 27% again. Cerner gets a performance grade of A, all right? Almost top of the class as it relates to performance. Shareholders ought to be pretty darn happy with the performance that the management at Cerner has delivered to them over the last year, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, and over the last 10 years. Now we look at the valuation of the shares. You know, Cerner has never been a cheap stock. It's always traded at a little bit of a premium, and it's trading at a little bit of a premium right now. But having said that, when I take a look at their earnings for next year, which is $2.63 per share, which, you know, their earnings have been growing by 23% per year. No wonder the stock's been going up by 27% per year, right? Well, when I take a look at the current earnings of Cerner, the estimates, and extrapolate it out over the next 5 years, which are the expectations right now, and you can almost be guaranteed that those expectations are going to change along the way, but until then, stocks trade on expectations, and right now the expectations are 253 and 20% growth going forward. And when I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a company that's providing software solutions for medical practices, I come up with a $135 target price 5 years down the road, and that's subject to change. That's the beauty of this industry. Data comes at us very quickly these days, and we can make quick changes. I update data every single day into my spreadsheets and into my Best Stocks Now app. Data changes. Target prices change. Performance numbers change. Cerner right now, out of 4,056 stocks in my database, comes in at number 179. The technical pattern, it's still in a bullish uptrend, and it is a stock that I own, and it is a good example of a Best Stock Now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I get a lot of statements, facts to me. And I, you know, I hear horror stories in this industry. There's a lot of guys and gals in this industry. I don't know. I wouldn't put my money with them to invest. I see people that have lost a lot of money in the last 3 years. In the last 4 years, in the last five. How can that be possible? The market has tripled in the last 6 years. And yet through one blunder after another, I mean, significant. I've seen some significant losses by folks that have gone to some of the better known names that you see advertised on CNBC. I mean, they have a good call center and they handle your call right away. Of course they do, because they want to put you in a bunch of stuff. I see a lot of proprietary products. I see unit investment trust like crazy. By the time the expenses, you can't change them, you're locked into them, the salesman makes a nice little tidy commission on them, and I see them in the wrong areas of the market. I see unit investment trust, global unit investment trust. Well, you got to have exposure to the global and emerging markets. Well, it depends on the time. I don't believe in having any exposure to the emerging markets right now. They're suffering very much right now. They continue to do very, very poorly. Latin America is part of the emerging markets. They're doing very poorly. Other areas of the world are not doing as well as the U.S. is. So I'm not a fan of unit investment trust. Why not buy an ETF? It's the same, almost the same thing. You can pick a theme. It's liquid. It's priced every day. You can look up the price. You know, all of these products that are non-traded on the public markets are specialty products that have been canned just for you so that commission brokers can make a nice little tidy commission when they sell this stuff to you. And I have to ask myself, are they doing what's in their best interest or are they doing what's in your best interest? I'm sure there's a lot of honest people in this industry too. But I see more abuse in the commission side of the business than anywhere else. And you know, the SEC wants to make that them be a fiduciary like I am. And I can't think of any argument against that proposition. But I know why they're fighting it, because they don't want to be held to that standard like an RIA, a registered investment advisor. Well, I'm sure I've made a lot of commission brokers mad, but that's okay. Because I see a lot of folks who have been hammered by commission brokers over the years. Anyways, there's no incentive for me to talk about this or talk about that. If bonds are the best place to be, you'll hear me talking about bonds. I make a same fee no matter what. But I want your account to go up, obviously. Then we're all happy, right? I still like stocks. This has been a good run in the stock market. One of the better runs in the stock market that we've had during my career in the market. And having been in the market as long as I have, I know that there will be another bear market. And at that point in time, something different will have to be done, whether it's a combination of cash, some inverse funds, precious metals, and maybe some of the defensive stocks that hold up well in bear markets. I don't know what the next bear market will look like. Every bear market is different. I know what the last bear market looked like. You could have cleaned up by buying the inverse of the financials. The financials got absolutely slaughtered. And that financial inverse ETF was up like 230% that year, the one that was leveraged. So we'll just have to see what the next bear market looks like when it hits. Until then, we're on the other side of the market. We're bulls for the last 6 years. Okay, we have a very unique environment that we're in right now. It hasn't always been this way. We're in a very strong dollar environment. When commodities were soaring back in 2007, the dollar was going down. The dollar's been going up now quite strongly for the last 9 months. We've had one of the biggest runs in the U.S. dollar that we've seen in a long, long time. And conversely, other currencies around the world have been collapsing. This is the biggest collapse I've ever seen in the euro, which is FXE, which is finally starting to find a bottom, but I think it could definitely go lower from here. And the Japanese yen has also been in crash mode. There's currency wars. Japan wants to stoke their sagging economy through a weak yen, and it's happening so far. And one of the stocks that's the beneficiary of the current currency war that's going on is Toyota Motors. Take a look at a chart of Toyota. It's going the opposite way of the yen. It's being helped by a strong dollar, weak yen relationship. And Toyota's been a pretty good stock to own over the years, but it's an especially good stock to own, in my opinion, during a weak yen, strong dollar relationship. Toyota Motors is a $228 billion company, way bigger than Ford. Boy, I can remember when the Japanese cars first started arriving in America in the late 60s, I want to say. And I think my first car I ever bought was a brand new Toyota. Back then instead of Nissan, it was Datsun. I bought a brand new Datsun little mini truck. Oh, I was proud of that thing. It was cool. Had a San Diego State sticker in the back of it and everything. And then the Japanese car started, you know, they were more reliable. They got better mileage. They didn't fall apart. You know, they didn't overheat on the road to Las Vegas. They seemed to be more dependable in the Japanese cars. Well, Ford's the $66 billion company right now, right? Toyota's a $230 billion company, four times the size of Ford. Toyota is flourishing right now. In fact, I want to really focus here on just the last 3 years or so, because those numbers are starting to really get good here. Over the last 3 years, Toyota has gone up at a pace of 20% per year, while the market's 14.6. Before that, Toyota wasn't doing as well. The American car makers were doing better because of a weak dollar, strong yen. Now it's turned around, and we have just the inverse of that. Toyota pays a little bit of a dividend, 2%. Over the last 12 months, Toyota's up 35%, while the market's down 12%. It's tripled the returns of the S&P 500. Why? Well, one of the reasons, it has the wind at its back right now. Japanese products are more competitive on the world stage. Several times a week, I see large boats come in. They're huge boats. They're just big squares. Not a cruise ship by any stretch. I don't see swimming pools on these boats or movie theaters. They come into the port and they're full of Japanese cars. And they unload them down in the South Bay, which I can see from my office here where I do a lot of fishing. They unload those Japanese cars. They put them on the railroad. I hear the railroad go by my house about 8, 9 o'clock at night, carrying those Japanese cars to other areas where they'll be dispersed all across America. Here's the sad part. Those big boats that bring in those Japanese cars leave empty. You'd think we could export something, you know? Isn't there something we could export and send back to Japan going the other way? But there's a lot of Japanese cars, and Toyota's flourishing right now. Toyota Motors, TM, gets a momentum grade of A- right now. This is one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. My timing was pretty good on picking up some shares as Toyota's breaking out to new all-time highs right now. The valuation on Toyota is also quite compelling. It's trading at just 12 times forward earnings, which, you know, look, car manufacturers don't trade at glamour multiples, but I find 12 to be quite nifty here. Nice value, especially considering how fast Toyota continues to grow. Toyota's stock is trading at a pretty steep discount to its anticipated growth rate going forward. It has a very favorable PEG ratio right now. And the stock chart is off the charts right now. One of the hottest stocks in the entire market. Well, I currently own Toyota. I believe I own it in not only my conservative growth account, but also the dividend and income account, because it pays a nice 2% dividend. Toyota Motors, TM. A good example of a best stock now, and one that we own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far, what have we talked about today? We talked a little bit about Mr. Market, which is one of the foes that you have to deal with in the market. Mr. Market. And the market is always right, no matter what you say or what you think or what your theory is. I've tried out a lot of theories over time, you know, trying to predict what the market was going to do next. And, you know, when you listen to different pundits throughout the day, listen to how many of them make predictions. And a lot of them are really bold predictions. And most of those predictions end up being not right. Instead, I think you kind of have to deal with the market as it is. I mean, look, you can predict right now that, well, the dollar's seen at the top, and the dollar's going to go nowhere but down from here. That will be really bullish for cyclical stocks in America and multinational stocks in America like Caterpillar, etc. You can make that prediction. But if you're wrong, you know, you're going to have dead money for a long time. Caterpillar's going to continue to languish like it has for the last year or so in a very strong dollar environment. You can predict that interest rates are going to bolt higher from here. Our bond expert, the bond king, Bill Gross, has made that prediction many times in the last several years, and he's been wrong every single time. Where are interest rates at right now? 1.90. A lot of people were calling for 3.5% by now. Instead, we're at 1.90. So those who made those predictions and shorted the bond market or shorted interest rates, they've been wrong on their predictions. And in the meantime, while they've been waiting for their prediction to play out, the market has raced onwards with or without them. You know, the prediction game is dicey at best. Now, there's a lot of things that would seem logical. You would think interest rates would head higher from here, but so far they haven't. But you have to know, in the long-term scheme of things, interest rates are at an all-time low here, and at some point in time, they've got to head back. There's just not a lot of upside potential in buying bonds right now, hoping for lower interest rates. There's not much room to move, right? Others have called for the crash of the market over the last several years, predicted it. And they sound like a broken record. They predicted it in 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, and eventually their predictions will be right. So I guess my point is the prediction business is a tricky one at best. But once in a while, one of the big gurus, one of the big pundits gets it right, and then they parade him on. You were right. You called for this crash in oil. You saw it coming. Did he really see it coming, or did he just get lucky? I don't know. The oil industry didn't see it coming. The oil experts, the oil tycoons didn't see it coming. The CEOs of oil companies that kept drilling and drilling and drilling didn't see it coming. Which brings me to another point. I still believe that Saudi Arabia had something to do with the big drop in oil. Look at the evidence. They continue to pump more oil today than they ever have. They have not cut back on their production of oil in any way. In fact, they're pumping more right now than they even told OPEC that they would pump. They're pumping like crazy, and the dominoes are starting to fall. I see Whiting Petroleum, which is one that I followed over the years out of Denver, Colorado. Whiting Petroleum is in big, big trouble. Could be one of the first larger oil companies to fall. Will be sold for a very cheap price. It's now a $5 billion company. It was once a $15 billion company. And one by one, the frackers are starting to fall. To me, this is what Saudi Arabia wanted to accomplish. I could be totally wrong on this. But why do they continue to pump at a quick pace when oil prices are so low? It used to be that they would pull back. Okay, we need to get oil prices back up. Therefore, we're going to tighten the spigot a little bit here until we get oil prices back to where the king can live, you know, at a least nice leisurely pace. But it's different this time. So anyways, that's just my opinion on oil price. Nobody saw the oil crash coming unless someone just got lucky and said, you know, oil's $107 per barrel here. Someone's got to hit the lottery ticket. I talked to a guy the other day that entered in. He had one chance in $21 million of winning a home on one of the home channels on TV, and he won it. One chance in $21 million. So, you know, look, predictions come right from time to time. But in my opinion, you're better off taking the temperature of the market every single day and taking a look at the indexes of the market, taking a look at the asset classes, taking a look at the conditions around the world today, and investing accordingly. And when things change, then you have to change with it. You can't be stubborn and hold on to your predictions. I've seen many people, here's a common scenario. People buy a stock and it goes down 5%. Okay, no big deal. It goes down 10%. Well, okay, I'm a little nervous here. Pretty soon it's down 20%. And then it becomes a long-term hold. Well, I'm in this for the long run. You know, that's not a good way to do things. When you're wrong, in my opinion, you have to move on and get out of something that's floundering and get into something that's flourishing. That's the way I see the market. Look, everybody's different. Everybody's got to decide for themselves. Anyways, I print out every weekend what I see in the market. Every day on my show, I tell you what I see in the market. I fish these waters every single day. I'm on Twitter during the day, at Bill Gunderson. I send out push notifications of anything I buy or sell during the day to my premium subscribers. The app sends back to me the current temperature and the current conditions of the market every single day, and I choose my path accordingly. I let it guide me into the areas of the market that I think will be most fruitful for the accounts that I manage. If you'd like to talk to us about account management here at Gunderson Capital Management, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. We're a pretty unique firm, in my opinion. We position ourselves in a little niche of the market that not a lot of people want to venture into because it takes a lot of work to follow the markets. It's a lot easier to put you in a stinking asset allocation and adjust it every 3 months. I can have a robot do that. Robo-advisor. No, we're a live person. Bill Gunderson, Gunderson Capital Management. You can also get our newsletter, pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.